Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
You will have heard the news, no doubt, that Gardaí have issued a Child Rescue Ireland alert. 14-year-old Svetlana Murphy has been missing from her home in Blackrock in County Louth since Monday, and I'm joined now by Gardaí Superintendent Liam Geraghty. Good morning to you, Superintendent. Thank you for joining us this morning. Will you remind our listeners about the circumstances of this case and the issuing of the Child Rescue Ireland alert?
Good morning, Claire. Yes, early this morning, Gardaí Síochána initiated a Child Rescue Ireland alert for Svetlana Murphy, a 14-year-old girl. Svetlana was reported missing by her father on Monday 19th of April earlier this week, when she was last seen leaving her home in Blackrock, County Louth at approximately 4 p.m. Now, following our investigations to date since she was reported missing, we are now have serious concerns that there is an immediate and serious risk to the health and welfare of Svetlana. Svetlana, her pictures are up on our social media channels, our Garda Facebook and Twitter accounts. She's described as 5'1" with slim build, brown hair and brown eyes. And when she went missing, she was wearing a navy tracksuit bottoms with a red and white stripe on the leg and a black zipped top and black runners. We believe she's in the company of an 18-year-old male, Nohas Makulavekius, who is described as being 6 foot, slim build, dark brown hair and clean shaven. And we believe they are travelling in a silver Hyundai Veloster car. Registration number of that car is 132D13518. We're satisfied that Svetlana and Nohas were in Newry, County Down on the evening of Monday the 19th of April, approximately 7 p.m. And we're also satisfied that that car, the Hyundai Veloster car 132D13518, was seen in Belfast City Centre yesterday evening about 5:30 p.m. But Svetlana has not been in contact with her family since she was reported missing on Monday afternoon, and we have serious concerns for her welfare at this stage.
Can you tell us why you're so concerned for her welfare?
We're not going to go into the specific details of that just at the moment. Our concern at the moment is that we have a concern for Svetlana. Nobody has spoken to Svetlana since Monday afternoon, and our concern at the moment is to speak with Svetlana or Nohas. We need to know that Svetlana is safe and well today. We need to find Svetlana today, and we need to return her to her family.
Okay, people who were on the roads this morning may have seen the motorway signs seeking information on Svetlana. Are there similar motorway signs now north of the border, or what's the scale of the operation in Northern Ireland?
Again, we are working very closely with our colleagues in the Police Service of Northern Ireland. The cry alert and the policies we have are reference to the south of Ireland and the motorway signs in the south of Ireland. But we are engaging with all the media outlets similar to yourselves, Claire, in Northern Ireland. And the Police Service of Northern Ireland are also rebroadcasting all our social media appeals as well. So we're very happy that the message is very, very widespread, both north of the border and here in the south of the border as well. Again, our concern is, and our appeal is for anybody out there who may see that silver Hyundai Veloster car, 132D13518, you see that car driving today, or you see it parked up, or you know any details of its whereabouts, to contact 999 or 112. And whichever side of the border you're on, that will be answered by the Police Service of Northern Ireland or ourselves, and the Police Service of Northern Ireland will pass any information they get directly onto ourselves.
But importantly, you're saying to people, if you do see that car or you do see Svetlana or the person she's travelling with, don't approach them.
Yes, we would just say report the sighting to ourselves. We will then follow up on that sighting and make the necessary inquiries and necessary engagement. But we'd also appeal to either Svetlana or Nohas as well, who may either hear this appeal or see appeals on social media or on other media outlets, to contact us directly themselves. Svetlana, we need to speak to her today. We need to know that she is safe, and we need to return her to her family.
Okay, and all of the information and photographs of Svetlana available on rte.ie. Gardaí Superintendent Liam Geraghty, thank you for joining us on the programme this morning.